Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
It is useless to resist us.
People's homes are being ruined by these monsters.
It is useless to resist us.
From here, there is no escape.
It is useless to resist us.
I sure would like to get out of here.
Keep your dark glasses on and stay where you are.
The revolution is on.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. It's good to be with you again. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you're visiting our sponsors and thanking them for their sponsorship, because that's the only reason we're on the air. Well, not the only reason, but it helps.
keeps us on the air. Keeps
enabling.
Right. We've got our crew here tonight. We got Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hello.
And we got Diane Ruffino.
Hello.
How and Rainer James.
Hey there.
Hey.
And I've already introduced myself, and this is Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. This is CCTA Wake Up Call, and we call it Wake Up Call because, folks, it's time for this country to wake up.
Hear, hear.
And see what's been going on, and see what inactivity has led to. You know, we just sit back for too long and let people get away and slip things in. And we've had some of our major foundations changed or almost taken away from us. And it's time for us to wake up and start taking the country back.
You know, Rick, when there have been various political parties in position, and sometimes you're more, or you feel more powerful or more active when the opposition party is the party in power. And now if you see a party that you more align with, sometimes you sit back and say, oh, it's my vacation time. Mm-hmm. No, it's not your vacation time. You need to stay involved.
Right. And another issue about that, by not being involved, and the other party, the opposition party, is very active and involved. You know, some of these elections are only won by a handful of votes.
Well, you're not going to stay in power.
Right. And we could actually say that about the election. Now, I realize this is airing on Sunday, but the election yesterday in Israel.
Yes.
A very,
yes.
Very close election.
That's what they're saying anyway. Mm-hmm. Diane?
Well, talking about wake up call, this is your wake up call. It leaves open the, the issue of being an activist, the difference that one person can make. And, if it weren't for Rainer bringing up House Bill 184 and us working on that, who would have really known that it's a bad bill? And if it weren't for someone like Major Dave talking about election fraud, we wouldn't know. If it weren't for Jay DeLancey and the Voter Integrity Project, we wouldn't know about voter fraud. So one person can make a difference. So if anybody out there has time to be an activist, and there's so many areas where you can donate your talents, whether it's to investigate, whether it's to write an article to the paper, but one person can make a difference, and anybody interested in being an activist should get in touch with the CCTA.
Right.
They should join us. Yeah. We
join us and then help us.
Yeah.
Some of the largest movements you've seen were started by one voice.
Exactly.
Just one person spoke up. How?
Well, I see two very encouraging things right now, and one of them is the actions of our President Trump. He's never came from politics as a politician, a business person, and he's done wonders for the country, and I think a lot of people feel encouraged about that, and maybe that's part of some of the apathy that we're seeing, but anyway, it's been really, really good. And the second thing is the churches are getting more involved. Churches used to be so afraid of losing their status as a non-tax entity.
Yeah.
That they weren't getting involved. And I see churches now beginning to get involved and getting and working on this election that's coming on now. So I think it's very, very encouraging.
I think it's also very interesting, despite what the press has done to try to destroy President Trump, his approval ratings have reached 53%. His approval rating in the Hispanic community have reached 50%.
Wow.
So people are realizing that he's doing good for the country.
Let's not forget the African American community.
I don't know.
The Blexit movement, the walk away
movement. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. I want to go back to talking about apathy again, because really and truly, I think that's one of the major problems that we are being held back by. A lot of people don't get involved, number one, because they don't think they're going to be able to make a difference. And as Diane spoke up a minute ago and said, just one voice can, you know, lead to great things. Another thing is a lot of people really don't want to believe how bad off our country is. They don't want to believe that our government could be so corrupt and so evil, and some of the things that have been done behind our backs that people just don't want to believe it. And then you've got the media, the mainstream media, is trying to convince them it's conspiracy theories, that it really hasn't happened, that, you know, it's not going on. But we're finding out more and more every day. And this upcoming week, we're supposed to really find out more, because there's 8 referrals going to the Justice Department for prosecutions. So.
Indictments, you mean?
No.
Referrals
for prosecution. Yeah, yeah. Oh. Congressmen that are bringing that, or senators rather.
Devin Nunes.
Yes. Devin Nunes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that are bringing those forward, you know, the separation of powers. They can't enforce the law.
He's also filed some huge lawsuits against companies.
I think it's a turning point, because until you acknowledge it and begin to do something about it, nothing happens.
Well, they've been investigating it for the last 2 years. Yeah. And now, and we're talking about the things that went on that started this movement against Trump. To try to impeach him and to try to destroy him and get rid of him. There's been a lot of investigations going on behind the scenes.
And that's a good thing, because unless there are consequences, it will happen again.
Right.
That's true.
They have all the evidence, and now they're referring it to the Justice Department to do their part and take action to prosecute. Yes.
Yeah, and Attorney General William Barr came out and said that there's definitely evidence that the Obama administration spied.
No. You don't want to use the word spied.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's.
I like the word spied. No.
Intelligence gathering? No.
Well, they
surveillance.
Remember,
that's what he said.
Illegal surveillance.
When Maxine Waters was dressing him down, he says, "Well, how about inappropriate surveillance?" Is that?
But remember when, just shortly after he was elected, President Trump moved his offices out of Trump Tower to his resort in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Now, there is a theory, and I forget the man's name. He was a general. He was involved with the intelligence community. He is an honest man. Evidently came in and told Trump, "This place is bugged. Get out of here."
Rogers?
Admiral Rogers. Yeah. And that's when they moved the whole thing to New Jersey. But I think, to go back to what you were saying about apathy, I don't think it's as much apathy, although that's part of it, but the way that our society has changed over the past 30 or 40 years. 40 years ago, you had one parent working and one parent home with the kids, and you might have a little bit of spare time. Now we have two parents working and children that go to soccer, go to play dates, are scheduled worse than corporate executives.
You mean no one goes out and comes back when the streetlights come on?
No, that doesn't happen anymore. But I think part of it is just time constraints. Yeah. They don't have the time.
No, I'm going to disagree with you on that. They have the same number of hours in the day all the rest of us have. Okay, it's priorities. Yeah.
That's true.
It's priorities.
It's lifestyle choices precludes having the time to be involved.
That's true. But
And that's what I mean by apathy is, and not understanding what's been going on. They don't truly realize that if somebody doesn't take action, if some people don't start standing up and being heard, we're going to lose some of those freedoms that they put as top priorities now.
That's true.
In the future, they won't be able to have them at all. And that's the point we need to get across, is they're trying to take away all of our freedoms by changing the Constitution. You know, they want to get rid of our Second Amendment rights. They want to get rid of our First Amendment rights, and they want to keep on chiseling until they get rid of all of them that they don't want us to have. And on the way in here, I heard on the radio Bernie Sanders, socialist running for president, say that health care is a right. It's not a privilege. Mm-mm. I don't agree with that. I think rights don't cost you anything. Okay.
It's a privilege.
My freedom of speech is a right. You know, my freedom to protect myself is a right. Insurance is something I have to work and pay for.
Yeah.
That's not a right. That's something I have to purchase.
Or save up your money and pay for health care directly to the providers yourself. Right. It's an expense, and in order to attain it, you have to do something.
Right. That's not something you're born with as a right. I mean, it didn't even exist to begin with. Over the centuries, it has developed, and now we have these great health care facilities, and a lot of people work hard to pay big bucks to have that health care. Well, before we go any further, let's take a break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back and pick up on this topic.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Again, we have our usual crew with us tonight, and we're talking about, when we were just for a break, we were talking about health care and the fact that I don't agree with Bernie Sanders on it being a right. So, Diane, you had some comments.
Yeah, I think I have three comments now. First of all, a right is something you're born with, right? It's something that God gives you. It's inalienable.
Right.
And health care is not one of those. This reminds me of something from Seinfeld. And if you repeat something more than once, you keep repeating it, all of a sudden it becomes true, right? And George I think Jerry said it to George, it's not a lie. I think it was the reverse. It's not a lie if you believe it. So, so that's, I think, what's going on with Bernie.
So actually, now you've explained the whole Trump-Russia syndrome. I understand
and actually,
now.
I just explained the whole Democratic platform, I think, to some extent. But, you know, a right, to say that healthcare is a right is very dangerous because healthcare is paid for by the government, but the government has no money of its own. Most of its money comes from taxpayers.
Healthcare needs to be paid for by the people getting the healthcare or their parents.
Or their employer. All right.
My healthcare is not paid for by the government.
But I'm saying, right, we're talking about people who can't really afford it on their own, and hence that's why Bernie Sanders says, well, I mean, you can't pay for it your own, but it's a right, so you should be able to get it, which means that the money has to be taken in from tax revenue, which means people who work for it and have to take money away from their own family to give it to someone else so that they have health care.
Right.
So that's not a right. A right to someone.
I agree.
Right?
You do have the right to purchase health
insurance. You do have, right.
Insurance, health
but
care.
But the right
you
to
have
someone
right.
for health care is a burden on someone else's liberty right. and on their property rights.
Right. I agree.
So therefore, right is a misnomer altogether.
Absolutely. Yes.
Mary. I think it's interesting as we see this federal push towards socialized medicine and also something of a push towards socialization on the state level with some of the bills that have been going through the legislature.
We need to push back.
But I think it's very interesting. Now, I will admit to being a child of the 60s, and I would like to point out that last week or so, Mick Jagger had heart surgery.
Rock
he
icon.
Had a successful transcatheter aortic valve replacement in New York City. Now, he's a Brit. He chose not to go with the British health system because there's still enough of a free market left in America that we are on the cutting edge of a lot of medical breakthroughs.
Right.
If you take that free market away, you get long waits, you get inferior health care, and obviously he would have the money to go anywhere he wanted to.
Right. Well, he's not a unique case, as you were saying there.
Yeah. The Shah of Iran came here.
Right.
A lot of dignitaries.
A lot of people with the money come from overseas here to get their health care because it's the best there is in the world.
And it's not, and that's because it's not a socialized system.
Right.
He would probably wait 2 years in Britain to get that surgery and could probably drop dead in the meantime.
Not just Britain. There's a lot of socialist countries over there where people die waiting.
Yes,
absolutely.
Waiting.
Same thing in Canada.
One of the other things that that's happening personally to me is I am trying to file with the VA for a specific claim. And it is taking me more than a month to register with the VA.
Good grief.
I was going to bring that up too, Bob. I talked to a man today who retired from the Army. And his circumstances are such that he needs to have some help from the VA. And he's asked me to refer it to some congressman that might be able to help him, which I used to do to Walter Jones for Walter Jones every now and then. And so I took his name and phone number and told him I'd help as much as I can. That's one case. And then there's another case like me and a lot of other people who served more than 20 years and had enough rank that their policies are good. And so that's earned. It's just not something that was given because it's been promised. Every time a guy reenlisted, that's one of the things they threw at you. You know, you don't want to throw away these 14 years right here, you know. Because
well, it's contractual also, right?
It's contractual,
yeah.
Exactly.
It's part of the agreement for you signing up and staying in the
And you paid for that. How many times did you move your family when you didn't want to? How many times was your family left alone while you went someplace else?
Rainer always says that usually I was somewhere when the kids went to the emergency room.
Hal went to the emergency room one time. Our boys went more often than that.
No, you earned that. Yeah, I mean, that is not a privilege. That is something that was earned.
Mm-hmm. Well, we beat that horse to death.
I wish we had.
I wanted to add one thing to part of the conversation that I didn't really get in on. Y'all kind of discouraged me from feeling as good as I did about the first day of voting in Craven County, because there weren't a huge turnout. It was 180 people. But on the other hand, I started counting the number of people who were campaigning for somebody, some party, and were there participating in the process from that point of view. And there were somewhere between 15 and 20 of us that did that.
So what you're doing is showing us the positive side.
Yes.
When we were talking about all the apathy out there.
Yes.
That there is, and I agree with you, because I am seeing some changes. I'm seeing more people get involved in some areas, yeah. But we still have a long ways to go.
And one of them was a young man. Excuse me. One of them was a young man in his 20s, I think 27, 28, something like that. And he was asking me about CCTA and how many young people did we have. And I said, they're rather thin on the ground, but they're not non-existent.
Right. And, Diane, we got into a conversation about an Article 5 convention, and he was all for one, you know.
Oh, yeah?
We got through with him. He wasn't so awful.
Very good, Hal. Very good.
And, Hal, when you mentioned 15 or whatever people... Again, that's within Craven County, and now of the 3rd District, there's, 16 and a half counties in the... Something like that. So it's nice to see people active. Yeah.
But, there are only probably about 6 counties that get enough turnout to be real, real involved in the election.
Right.
That's another...
But what you're
thing.
Saying is there was one... worker for every 9 voters.
doesn't this beg the question, why do we have such a long early voting period? Today's the 10th, it goes to the 26th.
Director of Elections is also asking the same question.
Let me give you my opinion on that, okay? Because this is not the way it's always been.
Oh, I know.
Okay,
I know.
It used to be that you went to the polls on election day and you voted on election day.
Yes.
Now, that was when everybody didn't have 2 or 3 vehicles. They, some of them were way, way out away from where they had to go to vote. Mm-hmm. But it was their duty, and they took it seriously, mm-hmm. and they went and did it. Nowadays, there's really no excuse why
there
you
isn't.
Couldn't.
There isn't.
Why
You're
you
right.
could? The only reason that you have every opportunity in the world to vote is so you can do it multiple times, or so you can get a number of people in there to vote mm-hmm. by going out and we need more. We're not doing so good over here, and you go out and bring in another busload up. And don't laugh at me because these things happen.
Oh, I know.
They're documented.
We know. The CCTA knows because we have people that are plugged in and doing the research and can produce the data to show that what Rick's saying is true.
I believe it was Mayor Daley of Chicago who said, "Vote early and often."
Yes. So it's the people really. Like with the voter ID mm-hmm. issue, we were able to use the voter ID one election, and that was a primary in 2014 or 16. I can't remember.
Somewhere along in there. Yeah.
Okay. We scanned the driver's license. It sped the process up tremendously because, somebody tells you my name is Snickerwarts, and you say, well, how do you spell that? And you got to sit there and, it's takes a lot longer. Mm-hmm. You scan the driver's license, boom, their voter information pops up on the screen. You give them their form that they
ballot,
for their ballot, and everything moves along real quickly. Nobody that we're aware of was disenfranchised. It didn't keep in. Actually, the turnout was better mm-hmm. during that primary. So all this stuff about you're disenfranchising people from being able to vote, no, you're not. No. I guarantee you if you said everybody that comes to vote today gets a free cell phone, oh, man. Maybe that's what we need to do. Hal?
While we're on the subject, another observation that I made is that there were people there campaigning for their candidates from both major parties. I don't remember seeing anybody from any of the other 3 parties. But at least from both major parties. And we stood around talking and chatting like old friends. We knew each other, of course, and congenial and no problems and nobody violating any of the rules. I saw absolutely nothing that would cause any sort of a controversy.
Well, that's good. So We do see some light out there in all the darkness, and thank you for telling us about that, Hal. Hopefully we'll see more by the 2020 election. Mm-hmm. And as we get closer to the this election day, the turnout should be good. I hope it is.
Anyway. I hope so, too.
With how many candidates do we have now? 26? 27?
26.
26.
Maybe someone else. I think 26 as of the day the filing ended.
Yeah. Unless you want to write me in.
Yeah. Well, at least we had more volunteers than... No, we had more candidates than volunteers.
The Constitutional Party doesn't have a primary, so they're not 26. Out there in the primary.
So, anyway. But historically, this is essentially a primary, right?
Right, yes.
Historically, primaries do have a low turnout, though, right?
Yes.
Unfortunately.
And, you know, that is really a shame because that is where serious choices get made.
Oh, I know. And that's the apathy. They don't really care enough to figure out to get their best candidate on the party, right?
Another good indicator is how the people who are unaffiliated, which ballot do they ask for?
Yeah, that's interesting.
If you wait till the presidential election to go out and vote, the damage has already been done. Yeah. You know, it starts at the local level, your municipal elections, or these primary elections to fill these seats. It starts there and works its way up. So get out, get to the polls, and get the job done.
But only if you do the research so you know what you're
Absolutely.
Doing.
And we're willing to help you with that. On our website, we have vetting reports for the candidates that have agreed to the vetting process, and we use that to also hold them accountable if they are elected.
We got a few of them back already from the current campaign.
Good, good. Well, we need to take another break to hear from our sponsors. Please drop in and tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Again, CCTA, Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. And with that being said, Mary, you wanted to talk about taxes.
I did. What, hopefully people are paying their taxes now and realizing that their taxes are lower. Their refunds may not be as high because there might be less deducted during the year, but overall their tax burden should be lower. Now, the Democrats took over the House of Representatives and they want to undo some of those tax cuts that President Trump put in because they called them tax cuts for the rich. But one of the things they want to do, one of the aspects of the Trump plan was something called the SALT deduction, where that state and local taxes deduction, which he limited to $10,000. So if you live in California and your property taxes are $30,000, or New York or New Jersey or Connecticut, you can only deduct $10,000. And the Democrats want to change that. They want you to be able to deduct the full amount. Now, to me, that is a tax break for the rich because most poor people don't own houses that have real estate taxes of $30,000.
Right.
I think they want to do that because people are moving out of those populous places.
Well, also because those are the states that support them.
Yes, exactly.
How many people in the House or the Senate do we have that are not millionaires?
Say that again.
How many representatives in the House or senators in the Senate do we have that are not millionaires?
That's a job for our research
committee. Oh, that's very few. And the thing is that currently in the House of Representatives, from California, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, we've got 106 representatives. Now, there are a total of 435.
Mm-hmm.
So that's almost a quarter of the representatives are from those four states. And they want that rolled back. They want their money back. And that's an indication, to get into another one, that is an indication of where we would be if we got rid of the Electoral College.
Ooh, oh, yes, that's a good one.
We would dance to their tune and wouldn't have any say in matters whatsoever.
Because that's a quarter of the House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, now that we're talking about taxes, I heard today, listening on the radio to some news show, California is trying to tax everything that doesn't run away. Tires, and they listed a whole list of things that they want to start taxing now because they don't have any money.
Well, part of their problem, now we have some relatives out there that we were visiting last fall who have a beautiful, a nice house that they bought in the 1960s for $60,000 in a nice city in California that is now worth $1.2 million.
Ooh. Woohoo!
But they're paying real estate taxes on that $60,000. They're not paying the real estate taxes on that $1.2 million. If they sell the house, the people that buy it have to pay the real estate taxes on the $1.2 million. So part of California's problem might be that they need to reevaluate some of their real estate.
Yeah, like they do. Yeah. At least they used to do that in New Jersey to us all the time.
Yeah. And another part, North Carolina. Another part of their problem might be that they're spending too much money on non-citizens.
Well, that's true, too.
And cleaning up the feces and the urination in the streets and the sanitation problems,
Yeah, I wanted to go back to one of the things Mary said, and that's about the withholdings, people not getting as much money back. And they're complaining about it. I was on a popular TV station where they were criticizing Trump because their withholdings checks, you know, their refund checks were smaller. I said, what do you want? You know, the government take more money than they need to pay your taxes and then give it back to you?
And hold it at no interest during the year.
All that it means when you get a large refund tax is the government kept your money, paid you no interest on it, and used it up until the point where you got it back.
Well, there's another part to it. The ones that have the earned income tax credit that are getting refunds that didn't pay any taxes.
Oh, that's awful.
Okay, now you're going to complain that you're not getting a good refund and you ain't paid no taxes at all. Now that's the one that gets me hot.
Oh yeah,
that's
yeah.
just pure. Well, the fact that
what is earned income credit?
Yeah, what did they earn? And I know people who did earn it, and they're not getting to keep
it. Yeah, I guess that means it. They're taking your earned income and giving it to somebody else.
The fact that exists at all is horrible.
It
should go away.
Right. Okay. Well. Now we've talked about taxes. Mary, are you happy?
Oh, yeah.
That cheered you up, right?
Well, it made me
It was
cranky.
Fun. I think so.
By the way, folks, happy tax day tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Whoa.
Is it tomorrow?
It's tomorrow?
Not this tomorrow.
Tomorrow after
this airs.
After
this airs, yes.
Except in Massachusetts where you get an extra day.
Okay, well, let's talk about something a little bit more local here. Well, there's several things here. Number one, we're still looking at this issue with the Craven County commissioners trying to tell people what they can and can't say, how they can pray and who they can pray to. And that's really got a few people stirred up, so we don't want to let it cool off anyhow.
Hey, there's one thing that's kind of funny about that, Rick, to me, is that when they were dressing me down over my petition about that, one of the commissioners, I guess, might as well go unnamed, said, "He's the man that criticized this wasn't even at the meeting," and like it was some big deal. No, I wasn't at the meeting because I waited a week on purpose and went to their website and watched the whole thing on a video so that I know exactly what happened. And then I called Ray Griffin, who was another person that was being criticized, and he and I talked about what had happened, and he had done the same thing. He was watching the video to make sure that he remembered exactly what did happen. So that was sort of silly, criticizing the people who weren't there when they got a streaming device and a recording device going right there during the whole meeting.
Well, now you've done it. There won't be any more videos.
Lord. Yeah. Pull a Richard Nixon.
Yeah. Yeah. And Rainer and I listened to the debate about HB
184,
right? Yeah. A streaming device coming out from the House floor,
right.
North Carolina House floor. So we got these modern technologies and methods of regaining information.
That's an interesting point because at our meeting the other night, we were talking about attendance and how to increase it and all. And somebody brought up the point that, you know, a lot of people now choose to watch it either live streaming or to watch a recording of it afterwards. And that's affecting a lot of gatherings and meetings, people not showing up for them because they are watching them online.
Well, our candidates debate was streamed.
Yes.
One plus about that, though, is that you can do more.
Oh, yeah.
You can attend a certain number of things, but you can work in the time at odd moments to listen or look at something that you didn't take the time to drive to, but really want to understand what went on.
Right.
Another interesting thing is as live streaming becomes more popular, you're faced with, do I want to watch the, quote, official live stream, or do I want to watch the unofficial live stream that might catch the reaction of some of the people on the platform?
Rick is always telling us to cut the cable, and it sure helped Rainer and I cut the cable quite considerably. Boy, our bill from the cable company has dropped tremendously since he taught us how to live stream instead of paying all that money.
The other part of watching it live stream is that if you don't understand exactly what happened, you can rewind go back and watch it again and say, okay, this is what's going on here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can find anything on YouTube.
Is true.
If you don't know how to fix your car or your refrigerator or your lawnmower or anything else you want to do around the house, you can find it on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's been a while since I dressed a deer, and I got one to dress, and I even went online, refreshed my memory about how to dress a deer. It works.
Yeah. Okay, well, back to the Craven County versus free speech issue. We are still pursuing some legal approaches to that, and we'll keep you up to date on what's going on there. Now, another issue was the Board of Aldermen here in New Bern. There was a proposal to change the municipal election date to coincide with other election dates, whereas now it does not, and it's rather expensive just to gear up for that one election, and it was voted down. I think there was three that voted for it and three
four
that voted against
it. We need one more vote.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that issue's not dead yet because it's important to the taxpayers. It's a tremendous amount of money that could be saved just by changing that municipal election date to coincide with other elections.
You're talking anywhere between $30,000 and $55,000 every 4 years that would be saved by changing that.
All right.
And we can save money on elections. We really need to be doing it because we learned today that the election process we're going through right now is going to cost about $85,000.
Yep.
Wow.
That's for this primary.
For each of the three, if there are three elections.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So those are two of the local issues. And then moving to Raleigh, House Bill 184 was mentioned. And Diane, tell us a little bit about what that bill was all about.
Well, 184 is all about preventing Dale Falwell, who is the North Carolina State Treasurer, from enacting reforms or restructuring the state health plan to save money. As it's predicted now, the plan will go broke in 2023. So Dale Falwell had looked to a model that had worked in Montana, where they restructured using Medicare as the base. It worked there. It saved a lot of money. It went through Montana went through the same exact process that North Carolina and Dale Falwell went through. Precisely is trying to work with the hospitals, asking for some transparency in pricing and their rates, and the hospital refusing to give that information. Same thing happened in Montana. They said it's confidential. Falwell wasn't entitled to it. After going back and forth, the hospitals finally turned over several sheets of information. And as Rainier will tell you, it was completely redacted. We also learned that from the House floor when they voted on the bill. So the hospitals have not been forthcoming, and there's no good faith there to work with Falwell. So I guess once the hospitals realized that, Falwell was not going to play along very nice with the hospitals, they decided just to get him out of the way. So they used their lobbyists in New York with legislators to propose a bill, which is 184, to remove Falwell completely from the reform and to put that power into a committee called a study committee. It's not exactly a study committee, but a committee where they would look at the health plan and come up with solutions on how to restructure it or to save money so that it won't go broke.
All right.
And so they passed it in the House. Now, this is a bad bill. Every conservative think tank organization, every conservative policy analyst group like Civitas John Locke has said this is a bad bill.
All right.
But the House instead went ahead and they passed it. Now it's going to the Senate. And there is some hope that the senators think like we think that it is a bad bill and that Dale Falwell should have the ability to solve the problem, continue with his plan, because it has worked magnificently in Montana, and he just thinks this is going far too fast.
Well, because we're getting short on time here, Let me just interrupt you here and say, Dale Falwell, as state treasurer, has a stellar record as mm-hmm. far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. He saved this state a lot of money, this effort by him in this area is also a good effort to save the state money.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to hear all kinds of stuff because it's a political issue and because money's involved, the hospitals, the insurance companies and all. Tuesday night, Stanley Hall Ballroom, downtown New Bern, Dale Falwell, state treasurer of North Carolina, will be there to present his plan and to take questions and answers on it at the end of his presentation. So you can get it from the horse's mouth exactly what it is he's trying to do.
And there is a little bit of a politics here at play because there are candidates running for the Congress seat from District 3, and there are those who voted for the bill, and there are those who voted against the bill. So you want to know the intuition of your legislator in D.C., and so find out the bill, if it's good or not, and then you'll go back and you'll figure out if the intuition is good or the intuition is bad.
What you're talking about, there's three current legislators that are running for the District 3 House of Representatives, U.S. House of Representatives.
I think in a nutshell, that bill strips our state treasurer from the powers that we, the citizens, voted to give him.
Right.
It was in his portfolio.
Exactly.
It was in his portfolio, so with, okay, with the pension plan.
Well, we're getting short on time, so we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll come back and wrap up the show.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security, LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills.
To find the date of our next class, visit our website at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com.
Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this?
The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, let's wrap the show up talking about something I think is very important, because we've been talking about elections and voting, activism, getting involved, doing your part. I think one of the biggest parts is to educate yourself and to understand. There's a big movement going on now by the socialists, Democrats. They want to get rid of the Electoral College. And I'm afraid there's too many people that don't really understand how the Electoral College works, why it's even there, why it came into existence. It's an easy thing to manipulate the conversation on, because it just sounds logical. Whoever gets the most votes should be the president.
Oh, but, quote, aren't we a democratic society?
Well, no, we're not. We're a
republic.
We're a republic. Now, why did our founding fathers see the necessity of doing things the way we're doing them? Why do we have an electoral college? Who wants to grab that one and run with it?
Because
I think the Electoral College originally, if you look using the current numbers, 435 representatives, represent the people. However, originally, the other 100 members of the Electoral College, which were the two senators from each state, used to represent the state's interest, until the 17th Amendment came around and said instead of the states appointing senators, that they could also recall, they changed it so that the senators would come from popular vote, therefore making them like super representatives, I guess. But
yeah.
But it used to be the reps rep the people, the senators repped the state interest.
Well, Mary had the point I wanted to get to when you talked about California and New York and some of the
Connecticut and New Jersey,
the more populous states where they have more people in those states.
And now, when our Constitution was drawn up, every state was very cognizant of wanting to be and maintain its equality with every other state.
Right.
They were sovereign. They were only giving up a little bit of their power, and they wanted to retain an equal footing with every other state.
Right. Well, the purpose of the Electoral College is to keep that handful of the most populous states, the ones that have more people voting, from always controlling who gets elected.
Yeah, it's mob rule, right?
Right, mob rule.
Electoral College is essentially to prevent mob rule.
Now, what else do you notice about those states you named off, Mary, besides being more populous? What else is
they vote Democrat.
And they're very liberal.
And they have high taxes.
And they're all broke.
And they're all broke.
And they're all broke.
Yeah, right.
And even though Hillary Clinton got the popular vote, so I understand that more people voted for her than they voted for President Trump. But when you look through the Electoral College, I don't remember the exact figures, but Trump was way, way, way ahead of her, something 300 or something.
Yeah. Well, she had neglected to do any campaigning in many areas of the country.
Yeah.
If we go to just a popular vote, that would be
it.
That would be it. She wouldn't. Somebody wouldn't maintain. Wouldn't go to a sparsely populated area.
No, but they wouldn't even go to other counties in a state. So if you look at states, even California.
Oh, in North Carolina?
If you look at the registered number of Republicans and Democrats, apparently there are equal numbers registered Democrats and Republicans. But if you look at California, all the Democrats are actually, they're all concentrated in like the Los Angeles, the San Francisco areas. Mm-hmm. They're not spread out all over the state. If you look at the actual state of California, most of it's red.
Yeah.
So what would prevent candidates would just go to San Francisco, would just go to Los Angeles, forget about the farming interests, the wineries, and all the other good people that have different lifestyles and other interests.
Right.
And that would be the same thing in every state. They wouldn't.
Do you remember that map of the United States that showed the red states and the blue states and how red the United States looked?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the whole purpose of the Electoral College. I hope we cleared it up a little bit for you, is to keep the states that are more populous, and that's not popular, that's populous, have more people
more
in
people.
Them, from controlling who gets elected. And, Hillary, you know, she did get the popular vote. I mean, she had a lot of the voters that been voting for 115 years or more. So,
and also, we don't know how many illegal immigrants voted for Hillary.
Exactly. But this goes, this essential understanding of the government is that, well, we have the states, but we also have the federal government. The federal government doesn't represent actually the people, right? It doesn't come into inside your state, and really it never was intended to come inside the state and touch on and control people. But it was an agent to represent every one of the states equally.
Right.
And if you allow handfuls of people, concentrations of people in just a few states to control the federal government, then you destroy that entire structure and the entire purpose of the federal government, which is to serve the interests of every state equally.
One of my friends, and I loved her dearly, really, but she used to drive me nuts. She'd say, one man, one vote. You know, that, you know, one man, one vote. And Raina would say, well, that's like two wolves and a lamb deciding what to have for dinner.
That's a good one. Well, let's do a little housekeeping here. Tuesday night, again, and that's the 18th?
16th. My daughter's birthday.
Okay. Tuesday night, the 16th of April. State Treasurer Dale Falwell will be our guest speaker, downtown New Bern, Stanley Hall Ballroom, free and open to the public. Now, usually our meetings start at 7, but if you get there around 6 this time, there will be some finger foods and stuff and a little reception going on. You get to mingle with the folks from the John Locke Foundation who are co-sponsoring this meeting with us, and the CCTA folks. You can also talk to Dale Falwell. And after his presentation, he'll be doing question and answer time. And so CCTA wants to give you every opportunity we can to have your voice heard and to directly talk to candidates and elected officials. And, you know, we just recently did the forum for the current election where we had invited all 26 of the candidates to come. We got 17 of them there, and they spent time talking to the people in the audience also. And we'll continue to do that. But, folks, you've got to do your part. So come on down. 7 o'clock if you want to just see the meeting, or 6 o'clock if you want to get there a little early and socialize and enjoy some food. That's at Stanley Hall Ballroom, downtown New Bern. If you need directions or any other information, go to cctaxpayers.com. cctaxpayers.com. It's right there on our homepage. Along with, if you want to see a preview of what to expect out of the Treasurer Falwell, there's a YouTube posted right there on our homepage also of a presentation he's already given to the John Locke Foundation, and you'll find that very informative, and it'll get you geared up, ready to come and talk with him on Tuesday night. Now, for the month of May, we're doing Back the Blue. We did this last year. It's where we pick or have our sheriffs and law officials pick some outstanding officers, and we recognize them for their service and what they've done, and they get a certificate, and we do all we can to support that effort. So, again, information about that is on our website, cctaxpayers.com. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's program. Again, we thank you for tuning in, and we ask that you would please visit our sponsors. Let them know you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call, and tell them what a good job we're doing, will you?
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutrition consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake-Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.